The military on Sunday assured senior political leaders that Pakistan's armed forces are fully prepared to give a befitting response to the enemy if it dared any aggression against Pakistan, sources said on Sunday after an in-camera briefing to political parties. The session was arranged by the government, where Information Minister Attatar and Director General of Inter-Service Public Relations, ISPR, Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chowdhury briefed the politicians about the ongoing escalation between Pakistan and India following the April 22 Pahalgam attack. "Pakistan is a peaceful country and desires regional stability," a source quoted the ISPR chief as telling the meeting. "But if aggression is imposed on us, the armed forces are ready to give a befitting reply to the enemy," Gen Chowdhury said. Tensions between the nuclear-armed neighbors escalated after the April 22 attack on tourists in the scenic resort town of Pahalgam in the Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eochk, which left at least 26 people dead. India blamed Pakistan for the incident and took a series of punitive actions, including suspending the Indus Water Treaty, IWT, closing the Wagatari border and Pakistan High Commission in Delhi, revoking visas, and other retaliatory steps. Pakistan has strongly rejected the allegations and responded with reciprocal measures, including closure of its airspace to Indian aircraft, suspension of trade, and additional diplomatic actions. Against this backdrop, the in-camera session focused on national security issues, the sources said. The DGISPR briefed the participants about the preparations of the army after India's false flag operation in Pahalgam, while Attatar highlighted Pakistan's diplomatic outreach to international stakeholders. Following the session, political leaders from across the spectrum expressed full support for the armed forces and affirmed national unity in the face of external threats. The meeting was attended by Ali Haider Gilani of the Pakistan People's Party, PPP, former Azad Kashmir Prime Minister Sardar Tikh, Noor Alam Khan of the Jamiat Ulama-e-Islam, Minister of State for Interior Dalal Chowdhury, Minister of State Kel Das, and Minister of State Barrister Akhil Malik. Others who participated in the session included Mohsen Shahnawaz Ranja, Health Minister Mustafa Kamal, Minister of State Amir Mukham, Minister of State Bilal Azhar Kayani, PPP's Kamar Zaman Kara, former Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, KP, Chief Minister Mahmood Khan, Sindh Ministers Nasir Shah, Shartil Memon, and Saeed Ghani, PPP Parliamentarians Information Secretary Shazia Mari, and Special Assistant to Prime Minister Shahbaz Padar.